الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected huffaz, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that He has assembled us tonight. As Maulana Khan rightly mentioned, that tonight is the first of Sha'ban 1438. And on this Mubarak blessed night of Laylatul Jumu'ah, we are here for a great topic and subject, and that is Hukukul Quran. That how should we fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif? For a moment, let us just think about this one point, that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala gave and granted Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this Quran Sharif. It was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is Kalamullah, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Allah gave us, ordinary mortals and people, that opportunity to read it. We all know how many sins, how many vices we committed. More than that, Almighty Allah gave us another opportunity to make us a hafiz of the noble Quran. Greater than that, Hafiz and Alim of the noble Quran. So look at all the bounties of Almighty Allah continuously showering upon us and recurring upon us. Let's start now from tonight, first of Sha'ban. What is the dua, you my young Hufaz, young Aimma, when you're going to read your first Taraweeh, inshaAllah? Then these are the short notes. You should give 1 minute, 2 minute madrasa. Let us learn something today regarding the month of Ramadan. So we in Sha'ban, so I am just taking you 1 month forward. You will be at different venues. So simple the hadith in Abu Dawood. Allahu Akbar, Hilal Khairin wa Rushdin. 3 words. Hilal, the new moon, the crescent. In the Arabic language, the first 3 nights you call it the Hilal. So Hilalu Khairin. So Ya Allah, make this month a month of khair and goodness. Wa Rushdin, and make it a month of righteousness. So simple, we know the dua now. Hilal. Let's read together. Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. InshaAllah, Allah Jalla wa Ala will make this month of Sha'ban a great month for us, that everything will go right, inshaAllah. When we study the profile of Imam Malik, rahimahullah, whenever it was the beginning of the Islamic lunar month, he would exert himself. His students would ask, O Imam Udar al-Hijra, why do you do this? He said, if the beginning of the month goes well, then the whole month will go well. SubhanAllah. Second, brothers, it is the month of Sha'ban. The ulama have written, the month of Sha'ban is Shahrul Qurra. That this is the month now, everybody is concerned. I am going to make 6 and 8 rakats, 10 rakats, 12 rakats. So what should we be doing? So we should now start our door properly and start preparing for the month of Ramadan. Fasting is a duty. And the beauty of Ramadan is Tilawatul Quran. Duty is fasting, and beauty is Tilawatul Quran. See, my brothers, before I start the topic, let me get through with this as well. We have to thank all the brothers, sisters, families. First of all, we thank our Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal that, mashallah, several years now they are running this program. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept all the khidmat and services rendered by the Jamiat KZN. Similarly, I must thank our Moana Ibrahim Randeri. When Moana invited me, so 2-3 weeks ago, or 1-2 weeks ago, so I told him, Moana, I still need to remember that how you used to perform imamat in our Hajj trip. So mashallah, our muhabbat started there. Moana reads excellent, and I used to tell him, Moana, you are our imam for the Hajj and so forth. So when we in Azizia and Mina and so forth. So may Almighty Allah reward both the imams, the trustees, Brother Muhammad Ikhlas and everybody else. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. Let's start from here. Now I have to perform Taraweeh. You have to perform Taraweeh. Where do we start? First and foremost, innamal a'malu bin niyat. What is our intention? Open Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Riyadus Salihin. These are all famous ahadith compilations. Great, great muhaddisin wrote these works, and you will see they started with innamal a'malu bin niyat. So my dear Imam, my dear Hafiz, my dear youngster, go to your beloved parents and say, Ya Abati, Ya Abi, Ya Ummi, make special dua for me. Tomorrow I'm going to stand on the musalla. This musalla is a big responsibility. People think it's very easy. When you go there, sometimes you can just go blank. Sheikh Huzaifi is Imam of the Haram. I met him last year or so, Hajj time. Just we bumped into one another and I held his hand and walked. I told him, Sheikh, I think it's Arba'ina Aman, you're to the Imam here 40 years. He said, la, 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 la. So I said, Aqal min Arba'in. And he said, 39 years, so this year 40 years Imam, he's what, Masjidun Nabawi. But still, he will say when a new imams come and he gives them some coaching, he says, every day when I stand on this musalla, is the second greatest masjid, then I also tremble because I'm standing right in front of Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So such a responsibility. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Al-Imamu Dhaminun, the Imam is not responsible only for his salat, he is responsible for the people's salat. So huge responsibility. So go to your beloved parents, kiss their hands and tell them, oh beloved father, oh ummi, make special dua that Almighty Allah makes it easy for me. Go to your asatiza and beg them, tell them, you taught me Quran. You taught me the meaning of Quran. Kiss their hand and say, make special dua for me. Sometimes out of sight, out of mind, you Hafiz students, don't forget our asatiza who taught us. Remember, once we have their duas, then we'll accomplish so much in life, inshallah. Maulana spoke about my travels. I'll just tell you 3 incidents now in the starting. Many others will come along, inshallah. Last year, how fortunate we are, and I echo Maulana's sentiments here in South Africa. We don't realize, you see, we are now wholesale. Every town, mashallah, got so many huffaz. You come to Lanesha, we got 1,000 ulama there with the madrasa, the Alum Zakaria. We got over 50, 53, 54 masajid in Lanesha alone. So imagine how many huffaz, how many ulama there must be. So nevertheless, brothers, last year we were in Uruguay, whatever you want to call it. Montevideo. Now, while I was sitting and lecturing after Asr, so I saw 2 policemen there. So I tapped the imam and asked him, these guys are looking for me or what? So what these police are doing in the masjid? He said, no, one husband assaulted his wife and gave her a good hiding and a spading. So there, you know, there's a lot of laws. So she filed a complaint against her husband. Grievous bodily harm, assault, what have you. So they said, fine, for you protection, not 1 police, 2 police. So when she used to come there to masjid, whatever, she goes, you know, they all knew Muslim basically. So they would then come and say, okay, see, the husband must not come and assault her. So fine. So that was after Asr, Maghrib time came, we made iftar, so I just told the youngsters, give them some nice samosas, bhajjas, and what, give them dates and all this kind of thing. So we must show a little bit also of our akhlaq, you know. So they were very happy, one was a youngster. So now, you know, when we perform Taraweeh, we in front. So these youngsters are all at the back, so one youngster became friendly with his police, maybe 3-4 times he came already. So he told the police, just come join us also. He's not Muslim. So the police also must have told them, sitting here is lonely also, let me join them. So after that, these youngsters came, we say, Mufti Sahab, you know what happened? I say, what happened? He say, the policeman, he read Salat, you know he read Salat. First he put his hands here by his chest. Then he put his hands here by his navel. Then he left his hands on the side. And after the salam, he ran away. So I say, but you don't understand what happened. He said, what happened? I said, when he started the Salat, he was a Shafi. He had his hands here by the chest. And then afterwards he decided to be a Hanafi. So he put it here under the navel. And then he decided to be a Maliki. He left it here on the side. And after Salam, 2 rakats, he ran away, he decided to be a Salafi. You know how the life goes. So these were youngsters now, you know. So see, brothers, today when you go, whole Uruguay, whole Argentina is like South Africa. South Africa today, we are between 50, 55 million people. You go to Argentina, also 50, 55 million people. Whole of Argentina, Argentinian, born and bred in Argentina, not a single Hafiz, not a single Alim. And very few places, whole Buenos Aires, you will find 2-3 masajid only. And all of them, they read 8 rakats Taraweeh. So that is halat conditions you see. 2-3 years ago, I was in Brazil, South America countries. Santana is a place name. So I arrived before Maghrib, like Asr time. And the Imam was South African. So I asked him, who's all these brothers? He said, all Palestinians. I said, MashaAllah, we love the Palestinians and Palestine. So we started speaking after Salat. I told them I went several times, MashaAllah. They were so excited. They said, Sheikh, you went so many places there in Palestine. We never even saw Palestine, most of us. Because, you know, of the diaspora and politics. So all this happened. After Maghrib is supper. Now Isha time comes. So the Imam goes, he performs the Isha Salat like MashaAllah wa Mana Randeri performed. After Isha, he told them, the congregation, tonight we're not reading 8 rakats Taraweeh. You can discuss all that in your question and answers. There's no such thing as 8 rakats, but anyway, we're not performing 8 rakats Taraweeh. Tonight we're performing 4 rakats Taraweeh. I'm a visitor, I'm a Musafir. So, this, the people also wondering, how come from 20 it went to 8, and from 8 suddenly they got more discount, it became 4. Said, no, today one big sheikh came, must be, look at my size, you know. Say a big sheikh came, so he's going to give a talk after the Taraweeh and Witr and what have you. So we just make further discount from 8 to 4. How they read the 4 rakats? The Imam is here and I'm behind the Imam, so I can see exactly what he's doing. So Taraweeh starts. Waladdallin. Now he moves to the right. Facing Qibla. And a big Quran Sharif is open. And he looks inside the Quran and he reads from there. And thereafter the page finish, Allahu Akbar, he goes into Ruku. And then second rakat again is back on the Musalla. Waladdallin. Then again he's back on the right hand side and he reads the second page. So he finished the 2 rakats. Then after salam he stands up, so he turns the page to the next 2 pages for the next 2 rakats. So I can see he's doing. Then he reads, mashallah, looking inside again, 3rd, 4th rakat. Then he told me, Sheikh, come perform Taraweeh, Witr Salat. I said, no, you perform, we'll read behind you. So we read Witr behind him. Then the people say, no, now we're very, very tired, we read 4 rakats and we read 4 pages of Quran. Before the lecture, we must have some chai and kahwa and all that, like a carnival atmosphere, you know. So the Imam tells me, you're lucky you came now. I say, what you mean? He said, this is Santana, Brazil. He said that if you came in the beginning of Ramadan, Then after 4 rakats, sometime after 2 rakats also, they used to bring the hubbly bubbly hookah right inside the masjid. And they say, we need some now petrol and diesel, because we're very tired. Imam read 2 pages and 4 pages. So imagine, right inside the masjid, they brought. So see halat, the condition of this ummah. How Taraweeh is read, what a mockery is made and so forth. So to you, my honorable Hufaz, because that are our addresses. So first thing, our intention. Second, we go to our parents. Third, remember that we go to our beloved Asatiza, take their du'as. And now you're going to read your quarter, your half, your portion, whatever it is. Make sure before you come on the musalla, you read it to somebody. Preferably another hafiz, and he can read to you, mashallah. Then, now we enter the masjid, we come in. Remember, each one of us, just take out 1 rand, 2 rand. Ya Allah, I'm going to make Taraweeh tonight. I'm saying as Ramadan, for example. So, let it go easy. Therefore, before lectures, all that, we still say, Rabbi shrahli swadri, wa yasilli amri, wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Because Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, make it easy for all of us. It's not an easy task. And especially if you're performing Taraweeh first time. So now you will be reading your Taraweeh. So let us see our attire, our clothing. How should we be dressed? We see sometime our youngsters, they leave a lot to be desired when they're standing on a musalla. Then we will get, Maulana was speaking of Q&A. Then we inundated, this imam only keeps beard during Ramadan time. He only wear kurta Ramadan time. And lot of complaints in it. So we are the imam. We must be the uswa. We have to be the role model. So people look at us, they must be happy that yes, we are reading Taraweeh behind this person here. Next portion, we need now the tilawat of Quran. How are we going to read the Quran? You know, I'm also Hafiz, you also Hafiz with Allah's help. So now we want to have Formula One. 5 of us are reading 4-4 and his youngsters, we say before Taraweeh because we have our pep talk. They say, let's check tonight who's going to read the fastest. So all this is not the aim of Taraweeh. Al-Quranu hujjatul laka wa laik. This Quran will give testimony for you, or it will bear testimony against you. Imagine we read the Quran Sharif in such a manner. The hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif. And we read it in such a manner that the Quran Sharif tomorrow, Allah forbid, testifies against us. So what good will that be? So take 5 minutes extra, but we read the Quran Sharif properly. Similarly, our ruku, our sajda. Normally, the Hafiz will not be reading Subhana Rabbil Azim, Subhana Rabbil Ala. He is thinking of his next rakat already. So in the ruku sajda, he is already practicing where I must start my second rakat. That is prohibited in the hadith. Nuhitu an aqra al-Quran wa ana raqi. Nuhitu an aqra al-Quran wa ana sajid. The Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the highest, greatest miracle, biggest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ruku, sujood, our bowing down, going into sajda. Remember that is halat where we are submitting, surrendering ourselves to Allah. So don't read Quran in your ruku and sajda with tilawat of Quran intention. Yes, you make intention of dua. وَعَفُ أَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا. That is different. But here you are reading because you want to know where you must start in the second rakat. So that is unacceptable. Next important point is that we should know after 4 rakats, most of the masajid, musallas, they have the dua, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus, Subhan al-Malik, and all the Zil Jabbar, and all these duas they have written. So remember that dua is not a sunnah dua. It is permissible. Allama Shami and them wrote, but you mustn't say it's sunnah. We must draw a distinction. What is sunnah and what is permissible? So we need to educate the public as well that this is permissible and this is sunnah. Thereafter, remember that you will read, then the time come for witr. After witr salat, now you must teach the people. Teach them the first night. after Witr Salat to read this dua thrice. This is Sunnah. The hadith is mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. And the third time, you prolong it. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. So that is a Sunnah. Thereafter, you, my brothers, then after 5, 8, 9, 10 nights, you will come, and you will come across as the tilawat. Now, you got 1 month left. We should have the imams. We should be knowing this. That there are 14 sajda tilawat according to Hanafi, Shafi, Hanafi say you leave out the second one in Surah Hajj, the second sajda. The Shafi say you leave out the one in Surah Swat. These are all academic discussion. But what is the dua we should be reading in sajda tilawat? Not only Taraweeh. Tomorrow morning, Fajr time, the imam reads Surah Alif Lam Mim sajda. So what should we be reading in that sajda tilawat? Whenever we read on our own also, so we should be learning that dua. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua, that when we go into sajda, the short dua, sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu fashakka sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. Sajada wajhi, my face went into sajda, meaning my body, went into sajda, lilladhi khalaqahu, for that supreme being who created this me and created the universe. Fashakka sam'ahu wa basarahu, he granted me the faculty of hearing, and he granted me the faculty of seeing. Bihawlihi wa quwwatihi, what is might, what is power. It's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. So simple dua like this, we should be reading. So all of us should learn the sajda tilawat dua. And that is a simple dua. If we'll start now before, tomorrow night also we already know it. Next important point, that remember, that as Maulana mentioned, that the youngsters are here, they like stories, you know, so I must give them some stories also. You see, here in Durban it happened. Obviously we can't mention the imam's name. But you must remember that on a musalla, a lot of things can happen. Sometimes the imam gets stuck. You get so stuck in neutral gear, you can't go forward, you can't go backward, you're totally stuck. Now what you do? So one day the imam, he read, wal mursalati urfa, or some difficult surah, wazariyati dharwa, 40, 50 years ago. Who knows wazariyati in those days? Very few hafiz, very few ulama. So the imam got stuck. So the muazzin, mashallah, from Malawi, he said, from the back, he said, Shia lo tatamuye. Just leave the surah. You stuck, brother. So just take another one. So you can't make Shia lo tatamuye in salat and all these type of things here. You have to now know what to do. Therefore, it's hadith in Tirmidhi. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِيَلِينِي مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. Next to me must be such people of intelligence and intellect. Something happens in Salat, they must know how to react. Abdullah ibn Abbas, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, when he was stabbed and he fell, the people knew what to do. So Abdullah bin Abbas and all of them, they were there. They knew exactly what to do. Imagine if something like this happened. Everybody in our break their salat in our masajid. But the people who are behind must know what to do. Similarly, that the imam sometime can make a mistake that he reads the wrong surah. For example, he's reading now Iqtaraba linnas. And instead of reading that, he went to Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. So now you have to correct. So how are you going to correct? So you see the imam Zuhur time, so he came on the musalla, and he's human being, I make mistake, you make mistake, we all make mistakes. So when the imam came, he started reading loud. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So now the people, 30, 40 years, who's going to correct? They say, Maulana is doing this, just keep quiet now. Muazzin, they say, no. From Malawi, you see. So he has to speak. So he shouts from the back. He said, Tula, 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 Tula. Keep quiet. You can't make all this loud, loud Zuhur time and all. Obviously, you can't do this. When an imam makes mistake, you have to say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, words like that. So not all this Tula Tula and all the Zulu and whatever, English or whatever. So, now when we are performing our Taraweeh Salat, so we have to ensure our Qiraat is correct. We have to ensure our Ruku Sajda is correct. Likewise, our Tashahud. We get so many complaints that the people say, this imam, we just finished At-Tahiyyat, Tashahud, he already made salam. We don't get time even to read Durood, we don't even get time to read Dua, anything. So remember that again shows that we are not reading and performing Salat properly. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Swallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform your Salat as I perform the Salat. All of us can't read like Sheikh Shuraim or Sheikh Sudais or so, but remember, at least we should try our level best to read the Salat properly. Thereafter, we must remember that sometime with us youngsters, they said, see these people here behind, they don't know what's going on. So you mustn't dig me and I won't dig you. So you don't take out my mistakes, I won't take out your mistakes. And we just carry on, as it is 80% or not half is. So that, remember, is my first point. It is Kalamullah. So we are doing a grave injustice. Sometime we are going to may read certain words, might even nullify the Salat. So therefore, if somebody corrects us, rectifies us, we should not get upset about it. We should be thankful about it. Similarly, there are people, when we performing Huzu, when we reading Salat, now these are not only for Hufaz, for all of us. Today you see my sisters, every second, third day we get query. From the brothers, every day almost you get query. I perform wudu, then I don't know, did I wash my elbows, did I wash my ankles? So much doubt, so much waswasa and whispering of shaitan. The hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna lil wudu'i shaitanan yuqalu lahu al-walahan. The hadith tells us the shaitan's name is Walahan, W-A-L-A-H-A-N. Walahan comes and he'll put doubt and waswasa in our minds, in our hearts, that maybe you did not perform wudu properly. Your finger is still dry, your nail is still dry. So before we make wudu, after we make wudu, whenever, say, Allah, protect me from Walahan. You waswisu fi sudur in nas. Min al jinnati wan nas. See, we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, He protects us from all types of shayateen. Shayateen in the jinn form and shayateen in the human form. Second one, when we are in Salat. Now we forget. Normally when I write fatwas, sometimes people ask about partnership. I want to enter into a partnership with this person, that person. So my wife, she types, you know, I just dictate. So she writes there, she's so used to it. Remember, partnership is a ship that doesn't sail very far. You'll see nowadays. Quran also speaks about it. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْخُلَطَىٰ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُ مَلَبَاتِ. That's a separate topic. I was telling you, when you read Salat, there's a shaitan. And that shaitan there, his name is Khinzab. K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. Khinzab. The hadith is Sahih Muslim's hadith. Then he comes, he confuses us, and he blows our fuses also. فَلَمْ يَدْرِكَمْ صَلَّىٰ. The person doesn't know how many rakats he read. He doesn't know which surah he read. He doesn't know which supara, which juz he is in. Totally he went blank. So what do you do? So before we go on the musalla, my young brother, my young imam, beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, protect me min al-shayateen, al-insi wal-jinn, and especially Khinzab. He's the one, all the waswasa, whisperings he brings, and he confuses us. So you have to beg Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Allah, that he does not come and confuse us. Therefore, give out some charity, as I mentioned. Next important point that we should also take cognizance of is, that especially according to the Hanafi school, that once we supposed to read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim loudly. Because Hanafis say, Bismillah is not part of every surah, but it is part of Noble Quran. So anyway, in the Quran, first night, Waladdallin, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, it's fine. You want to read in the last night, you want to read by Iqra Bismi, or by Qul Huwallahu Ahad, anywhere, or by Yasin. So wherever you want to read, so one time, once at least, you have to read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim loudly according to the Hanafis, so that is essential as well. Another important point that we should take cognizance of is that when we are performing our... MashaAllah, Durban is nice and hot, you know, the humidity and so forth. To you, the brothers, sisters listening on Radio Al-Ansar, there are few points I want to mention for the awam and the public as well. MashaAllah, tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. So when we are completing our own Quran Sharif, you must try and remember these points I'm mentioning. When you come to the last 22 surahs, that is from Surah Wadduha downwards, then this is a sunnah. When you finish Surah Wadduha, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, then say Allahu Akbar. Then you start the next surah, Bismillah Alam Nashra. When you finish Alam Nashra, فَإِذَا فَرَغَتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرَغَبْ, say Allahu Akbar. So every surah from Wadduha downwards, the last 22 surahs, you say Allahu Akbar in the ending of each surah. And if you want a reference of this, open Ma'ariful Quran by Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah. Go open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, you will find it there. So that is your references. Then remember when the night comes for Khatmul Quran. Now you finish Quran in 21 days, 25 days, 27 days, 29 days. Some finish in 15, 10 days. Depending how many Jews you read, how many paras you read. My Honorable Ustad Rahimahullah just passed away in January now. So about 3 months ago, Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib, now we say Rahimahullah, in 27 days he became Hafiz of the Noble Quran. I asked Hazrat here once when he came to South Africa, he came 4 or 5 times. We were alone, I said, Hazrat, once just, you know, in passing he mentioned it in class. So yeah, we could ask him in detail, Hazrat, how you manage that? In 1 month, 27 days Ramadan, he say, mein seheri se lekar iftar tak yaad karta tha. From seheri time, fajr time, he used to learn, 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 and subhanallah, in 27 nights, he finished the whole Quran Sharif. This is our zamana, I'm speaking about. So Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, chooses, how honored are you, O father, O mother, O ustad, that your student, your son is performing the Taraweeh and so forth. Let's carry on. So when we complete the Quran Sharif, even now, you're finishing the Quran Sharif tonight, you're finishing tomorrow, you're going to finish 15th night of Shaaban. So in a case like that, what must you do? Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah has written, 4,000 malaika descend on that occasion just to say Ameen to the duas that are being recited on that occasion. Open Kitabul Azkar, you will find it there. So imagine what a great auspicious occasion it is. Next one, remember in Bukhari Sharif, you see our Quran Sharif. You will see in the ending, the ones that are printed in South Africa, then there it is written, Allahumma zakirni minhuma nasitu. I'm not saying it's haram or anything, but I want to give you what is the preferred manner, method of reading it. If you open Bukhari Sharif, in the chapter of Fadailul Quran, you will see Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith is mentioned. Bi isamali ahadim ayyakul. Nasitu ayata kaita wa kait. Very bad and terrible it is for a person to say that I forgot this ayat or that ayat. Bal nussiya. But he was made to forget. So how should we read it? You open Sheikh Sudais and all their, you know, duas are on the YouTube and whatever. So you listen to the du'as and see, Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nussina. So if you are reading plural, it's better you read nussina. You're reading individually, you say, Allahumma dhakkirni minhuma nussitu. So brothers, we should try and learn these du'as, simple du'as, and read it correctly. So that is the proper manner method. But if you read nasitu, nasina, we're not going to say haram. We will just say that it is not the preferred manner method of reading it. So especially you, my young hufaz. Another two, three important points. For example, Maulana mentioned that you came late and Isha Salat was finished. Now what do you do? 1980, maybe you heard the name Mufti Nizamuddin Shamsi is my ustad. So we still studying, and it's 1400 Islamic Hijrah. I had to take two minibuses, you know, in Karachi. So, to go and perform Taraweeh in his masjid. So you go one minibus, then you jump that off, then another minibus, and then you reach his masjid, was far. So when I reached there one night, these guys, you know how the minibuses are. South Africa, Karachi, all like same. You know, this. So mashallah, I reached late there and the salat was finished. So you must make sure that you have to read your Isha first. Then you perform the Taraweeh, then Witr. Remember, your Isha salat, your first salat must come first, then preferably your Taraweeh, then Witr. But if you made Witr first and then Taraweeh, some people, you know, they're old, they're sickly, whatever. So now they say, chalo, I'll just read Witr. When I wake up in the late the night, I'll read my Taraweeh. So that also is permissible. But best is you read your, first you must read Isha, that's compulsory. Thereafter your Taraweeh, that is best, and 20 rakats, and thereafter your Witr. So that is how the best tartib is. Brother, we got an announcement here. Somebody's car is blocking the way. ND208825 is a Nissan. So, ND208825, Nissan. The Ansar brothers, all of them must have heard the number plate, mashallah. So, let's carry on with our advices for tonight, inshallah. Thereafter, you are the imam. This is very, very bad, actually. Sometimes we make Taraweeh, perform Taraweeh, but before we start the Taraweeh, we already had a meeting with the trustees or with the imam or whatever. See, I'll make Taraweeh, but you must pay me a certain amount. This amount or that amount and so forth. So that is not right. Remember, Quran Sharif, we should not be making a price for it. I was in Karachi, 75 it was. So if I used to wear long kurta. So when we performed Taraweeh, me and my one colleague, Hafiz Suleiman his name. So we performed Taraweeh, one night he reads 12, I read 8, then the next night he reads 12, 8 and I read 12, like that we used to alternate. So both of us did the same amount of work. So when the 27th night or 29th night came, we completed Quran, so they brought big parcel for me like this. And for him it was half. I also looked at him and he looked at me, but we kept quiet. But that person saw that we're so astonished and surprised. Now what's happening here? So he said, "Nay, ye Maulvi sahab lambe kurta pehnte hai, to humne zyada kapra laya unke liye. And ye Maulvi sahab ye Pakistani kurta pehnte hai, to unke liye mukhtasar kapra laya." So I told Sriman, you see, that you have to be like, sharp guy, you wear long kurta, you get more material. If people bring on their own or something, is different. But you make condition, I will only perform Taraweeh and all that. I was overseas, Maulana is telling. So one place I went, I'm a guest. Today I'm in this country, last year Ramadan I was in 8 countries with Allah's help. So we go to these countries and you must see how the people, if I tell you what happened last year, subhanallah. See, وَمَّا بِنِئْمَةِ رَبِكَ فَحَدِّثِ. This is not. We must create that environment in the masjid. They're begging me now, so I had to make mazirat. Last year and the previous year, I was in the UK last 10 days, last 12, 13 days. So, Blackburn, you know. And mashallah, there the fast is 19 and a half hours. You go Scotland, is 20 hours fast. So we start Taraweeh, sunset is 9:45. Taraweeh Isha starts 11 o'clock, 11:15. By the time Isha Taraweeh Witr finishes, it's 12:15. They'll say, come give talk. Okay, I'm your guest, I give talk. After 12:15, 12:15, 12:20, what I used to do, the Jews, the Imam read, I just take few ayats and I explain that, Imams have read this. Say, no, now we can't make finish. I say, now what? He say, Q&A. 12:15, 1:00 in the morning, we got Q&A. 2:30, Sehri end. Fasting starts. But I used to see the talab of the people, how much shock, masjid full. And the youngsters, I said, no, every night we'll have it. They say, we are up, first class. So my imam, you must create the environment. That's why I tell people, I love to go out in Ramadan. You don't have to call anybody, the masjids are full. But how we come across? See, simple sunnahs. I just show 2-3. Teach the people, in Abu Dawood, the hadith is, Ni'ma suhoorul mu'min at-tamr. The best suhoor sehri for a believer is dates. We all know about the date, iftar time. But how many of us know about it as suhoor time, sehri time? So teach the people. You see one youngsters are all sharp guys. You know today social media, all that. So he wrote me a note. He said, tell these youngsters on the radio, Valentine Day, they mustn't have a date and all that. You know, girlfriend, boyfriend, all that. Best thing what they must do is, they must fast on Valentine Day. So why they must fast? At least iftar time, they'll have a date. So you see, these youngsters come over, you know, all smart things like that. So anyway, the point I'm making, that after Fajr, another talk. What? So I say, what happened first off Ramadan, 10th of Ramadan. If you got my book, that milestones and that, if Hafiz Wadi is here of Ansar Radio, just ask him. So you can make a photocopy from there. Or you speak to Muhammad Ikhlas, maybe he can buy for you some copies and give it out. So anyway, that in that way, or you print it also, mashallah. So every day in Ramadan, what incident took place? First Ramadan, 20th year after the Hijrah, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala who conquered Egypt. Now how many of us know all these things? So you make it interesting for the people. Now I tell them, when you go to Egypt, it's not only pyramids and Firaun and all, you must go to Masjid Amr bin As. Masjid Amr bin As conquered in Ramadan, first Ramadan, 20th year after Hijrah, during the reign of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda. And you go there and you will see the history is written. When they were deciding, consulting the direction of the Qibla, 70 Sahaba said, and they made Mashura, and then they decided which way is the Qibla, and that is how the masjid started. So see the significance. So every day in Ramadan is something happened, something significant. So you make it interested. After Zuhur we have Tafsir. You know, 1-2 ayats. Then we have Q&A again. Then after Asr, Nasiha, and then we make Dua. Maghrib to Isha, nothing. And because eating and time. And so 1:00 at night, people, mashallah, wide awake, they want to have Q&A. They phone again, please, you must come, the youngsters are waiting. I will give excuse, they won't listen. So I said, you know, Maulana, mujhe maaf kijiyega. Main nahi aa sakta hu, biwi bahut shikayat kar rahi hai, 20 ghante ka roza inki bas ki baat nahi hai. That you youngsters didn't understand, I said that my wife says she can't manage all this 20-hour fasting. Now maybe she's shrinking and getting thinner now, you understood? I had to use my wife as excuse, you know. So, but for real, she wasn't keen. So I said, no, we won't go, we'll go somewhere else, inshallah. So if we, you the imam, so you're not only, I must read 20 rakats and just walk out. No. Say, Ya Allah, you gave me this opportunity. So at least I can teach. Don't say you're hafiz and finish. No. So many kitabs are available. So I gave you 1-2 kitabs name. You use milestones. You use other kitab. Fazail Ramadan, Hazrat Sheikh Muhammad Zakariya, Nawar al-Lamar Qadam. You take one hadith from there. And you just quote it. You will see how the people. 17 years ago, I went to Lens from Dalum Newcastle. So the youngsters, they came, people, they say, tell us something. I say, okay. Every day we start hadith. They say, oh, 2 minutes, 1 minute. I just stand up this. Then all this dawah started coming. 1 week go Durban, 1 week here. There was an old baji. 3 o'clock in the morning, half past three, he used to open the masjid. Abdul Bai, Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. Very pious person. You look at him, he look at ordinary. So, after 6 months, 3 months, now he used to think I speak Gujarati, you know. So he come by me. You say, Tame ka gaila? I said, hey, Baji, Durban ma program hutu. Cape Town ma, Port Elizabeth, Mozambique. Say, ah, Tame jao ended, apra madrasa band thi jai. He was upset, he's telling me, for what you going? Our madrasa is closed here. You give us one hadith, two hadith, whatever, so much we learn. In our young days, we never learned all these things. See, for us is one hadith, but for the public is a big thing. The Baji never learned these things. Simple example I give you. Another important point I want to tell you youngsters. Don't come on the musalla and you never made miswak. And all this agarbati must stop. Not only daytime, nighttime also. Say, let me take one puff quickly. We're making dua, Allah majirna minan nar. Ya Allah, save me from the fire. But the smoke is coming out. But outside you got board there, mamnu tadkhin. No smoking allowed. But we the one pulling the agarbati. So how's that? So you youngsters, you must bring a change in yourself and the musalla you are, the masjid you are. You must say, today I'm going to share this lesson with them. Today I will share this lesson with them. Today I will share this lesson. Even now when I'm traveling, now, today, I tell you today is what happened. I went to visit one connection, he told me tomorrow morning I'm coming to pick you up, you must give something in Umslanga. I never knew I have to go there. He said, no, we'll go, I'll come pick you up. I said, fine. Our brother there, Muhammad Ikhlas, he put us in such a smart place there, you know, in Umslanga. So me and my wife walked in there, so I look at her. So I see she's smiling, I said, Fatima, it looks like this Baji here, Muhammad Ikhlas, he thought we were on honeymoon here or something. Upar makan, niche dukan, phabhi ayyal hai, rabbi kumar tukal ziban. What a smart ploy, he said, understood? So now he's going out on radio, Al-Sada, what can we do also? Wa'amma bini mati rabbika fahaddis. Adam in fadli rabbi. Now brothers, the point I want to make for you youngsters is this, that you must choose relevant ahadith, simple things. And teach the people. And you must have your references. If somebody asks you where you got this, you say in Fazail Ramadan or whatever. Next important point is, mashallah, when you come, then your itar, you know, because Durban, mashallah, humid, you perspire, all these type of things. See, Abdullah ibn Abbas, he's Ra'isul Mufassirin. Me and you must learn all this. You see, Ramadan time, we eat lot of dates at night, evening time. After Maghrib. And then the old people also don't become cold. A little bit. Understand? Yeah. Well, there's old, but they cold. They're old, but they're not cold, you know? Yeah. So you must remember when you have these things here, you want to go to your wife and all that, so you must exercise restraint. Especially Ramadan time. Daytime. Nighttime is alright. Anytime is playtime, nighttime. So, the point I want to make here is this, that Abdullah ibn Abbas is Ra'isul Mufassirin. He's making tafsir of this ayat. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. The amount of rights the husband has over his wife, so the wife also has similar amount of rights over her husband. See the tafsir he made. أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَتَزَيَّنَ لَهَا كَمَا أُحِبُّ أَن تَتَزَيَّنَ لِي. I also love my wife must dress up for me in the confines of the house. But I also must dress up for her. Not that we come there with the wife and all that, and perspiration and the, you know, all this. We also must be good and presentable and so forth. So you on the musalla, yeah, brother. So I told you about the miswak, so the itar, all these kind of things. People must know that this Imam, mashallah, is not only prepared with the tilawat, even, mashallah, he is practicing on sunnat of siwak and, you know, turban, mashallah, if you want to wear, or topi or whatever. So you look presentable. 3-4 other issues that Allah put in our mind. We must remember that if you want to make 2-3 khatams, personally, I don't agree with this, we should do it here in the masjid. I myself, I don't read Taraweeh in the masjid. So mine is one man, one vote story. You know, because I travel with my wife, no life, you know. So I read Isha Salat in a masjid, but now when I travel with these countries, they want lecture, then I stay there. But then at night I go, and even there in the UK, I have to read 2 rakats, and my wife reads behind me, we read the whole Jews, you understood? We read the whole para like that. She said she's tired, so I just read on my own. So my Quran also finishes like that. So you want to read more Quran, make another khatam and so forth. So mashallah, you, your brother, you, your wife, you, your mother, mashallah, your mother is now so happy. Mera beta imam bhi hai aur ghar mein bhi imam hai. So in that way you make your own khatam, because here you're making 8 rakats, 10 rakats, 12 rakats, you're not making all 20. So there in 2 rakats you can read half Jews, you can read 1 Jews, whatever you want to. So in that way you complete your own. See youngsters. Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. You tell the people that all of us are awake suhoor time. Everyone must take out 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes, 3 minutes chalo. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. When me and you make istighfar, O listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, see what Allah says. Yumdidukum bi amwali wa banin. Then Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala will increase your wealth. Allah will give you children. Before that, yursili samaa alaykum idrara. Allah will give you rain. Wa yumdidukum bi amwali wa banin. Wa yaj'al lakum jannati wa yaj'al lakum anhara. Barakat of istighfar. Today, South Africa, we know what a beautiful country. Believe you me, I travel many countries. You won't find country like South Africa. But look at the uncertainty. Look at the crime. Look at the problems. You know what happened now in Kolini, Lichtenberg? When we make istighfar, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish a people as long as they make istighfar. So my brothers, it is the best time. Allah mentions it 2 different places. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. So you, my imam, remind the people. See, we are awake. Take out 2-3 minutes. Make istighfar. Allah se mangna hai. Allah se manwana hai. Jesus, we have to just implement it. Start from today. How many of us, we fasting 30, 40, 50? You ask Baji, how many years you fasting? 70 years, 80 years. I already got one uncle left. He's 85 years old. I ask uncle later, how long you fasting? He says 75 years. 75 years is fasting. So many of you bajis, other youngsters, now we had our chow, we had our dates, we had the water, we had the samosas, bajias, whatever. Then we just came, Allahu Akbar. No. Before iftar, we made dua. Abu Dawud hadith, Allahumma lakasumtu wa ala rizkika aftartu. Ya Allah, for your love, for your pleasure, that I made, I kept this fast. On your risk, on your sustenance, I made this iftar. After the iftar, before the Maghrib Salat, before the Maghrib Salat, start learning now. ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ وَبَتَلَّتِ الْأُرُوقُ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Hadith in Abu Dawud. ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ, the thirst is gone. وَثَبَتَ الظَّمَأُ وَبَتَلَّتِ الْأُرُوقُ, the veins became moist and wet. وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ, the reward is already established, inshaAllah. You see, Abu Maulana Deri, so he came with some other Maulana's youngsters, Maulana Saleji and some others. So I asked Maulana, you told them the joke, what happened there, Hajj time. So he asked which one, so I told him that one of Labbaik. So he remembered it. When we are in Hajj, Alhamdulillah, take us again and again for Umrah, Hajj and Masjid Aqsa also. So, our one brother, he got lost. You know, Hajj time, you know, Mina and everybody looks same. So he went to relieve himself. When he came out, he was Dir Makar, totally mixed up. He doesn't know right, left. So he can't speak Arabic, the police can't speak English. But he remembered that our camp is not far from Al-Baik restaurant. So he went to the Al-Baik, he went to the police, he said, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. The police replied, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. So, it's like that. So you must learn these things from now. You can't be old. Today, Vichara, I told one youngster, I say, I told, make Iqam, but I gave Azan. I say, give, I'll be Imam, you make. One youngster. So, which I got so mixed up, he start the Iqamah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I say, okay, leave it, I'll give the Iqamah. Bichara, you saw me or what, he got totally Bichara mixed up. See, Musalla. Just I myself, I don't make Imam, but very, you know, guest appearance. Eat Salat, Chumba Salat, Imamah is very hard job. 3-4 other points, brothers, sisters, we should try. You sisters, you also have to read 20 rakats Taraweeh. Sisters, you have got this in your mind. The time you got married in 60, 70, 80, that century got finished. You in a new century. But still, you reading Taraweeh the same way. How you reading? You say, I read Taraweeh, Alam Tara, Tukul Awud Bebin Nas, 10 rakats finished. Then from 11 to 20, again, Alam Tara downwards again. So why you don't read from Wad Duha downwards? If you read from Wad Duha downwards, and you leave out the two long surahs, when we should go take exam in the madrasa, so I ask the youngsters, how many surahs you know? They say, Wad Duha. I say, Lam Yakun Illadin. They say, no, that surah is very long. I say, oh, I read Iqra Bismi. He say, no, that one I can't read, got Sajda Tilawat. So I say, take the two out. So we got 20 left. So read from there. So now you, my sisters, why you don't read from Wad Duha? It's not necessary, you must read from Alam Tara. You say, no, I finish in 20 minutes, finish. 1 minute, one rakat, Alam Tara. Quick. See, we must understand the secret of Ramadan. We don't understand that. What is the secret of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahariku dhunub, to burn and incinerate our sins. Allah Jalla wa Ala states, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Those people who possess true iman, they intensely in love with Almighty Allah. So Ya Allah, for the first 20 days, I am expressing, displaying, exhibiting my love for you. I will bring the angelic qualities and leave the satanic qualities. No eating, no drinking, no conjugal rights, nothing. So that is what the malaika do. They don't eat, they don't drink, they don't have shahwat desires and all that. So the angelical. Last 10 days come, there's a progression in love. Ya Allah, I love my wife, I love my children, I love my shop, I love my job. But I love you more, Ya Allah. Now I'm coming into your house and I sit for i'tikaf. It is izharul mahabbah. Then when the announcement is made, Jamiat ulama and them will announce, now chan ho gaya, first Shawwal, tomorrow is Eid ul-Fitr. So a new season starts. Ala hajju ashurum ma'lumat. Min Eidin ila Eidin, from Eid ul-Fitr to Eid ul-Adha. That is the musim, that is the season, those are the months of Hajj. So now, Ya Allah, my heart is saturated. With your love, Ya Allah, now everything is secondary. I will remove my clothes, I will wear the towel. I will remove my hair, I will leave my socks and shoes. I will come bare feet, I will come with my sandals. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. What is labbaik? It's a slogan of the lover. What is labbaik, dear brother, dear sister? Labbaik means ijabatan bada ijaba. That, Ya Allah, you tell me whatever, I'm ready. You tell me walk, I'll walk. You tell me run, you run. You tell me sleep on the tower, on the lane, on the sand, in Muzdalifah, I'll sleep. That is what the whole ibadat of Ramadan is. Siyam, Qiyam, fasting, and now we must still read 20 rakats Taraweeh. You tell a non-Muslim, you'll see, he'll get a heart attack. This we tell him about 7-year-old children, 10-year-old children, your other children, yeah? And see, you say, no, I must fast. That is how Allah made it so easy for them. So Almighty Allah is giving us this opportunity to display our love. We all say we love Allah, we love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love Islam. كُلٌّ يَدَّعِي بِحُبِّ لَيْلَى وَلَيْلَى لَا تُغِرُّ بِذَاكَ. Everybody used to say they love Layla. But Layla say, no one love me, only my Majnoon love me. Today you ask a youngster who just made it 1-2 weeks, how's everything? I'm madly in love. Then madly he'll make a mud also. The M-A-D is mud and M-A-D is made also. So he'll tell you, I'm madly in love. Because now he found his Layla. So someone told Majnoon, how could you be so in love with this Layla of yours? Look at the eyes, he got a slight squint. He said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. You see, beauty is in the beholder of the eye, you know, Darwin English it says. So remember, we as Muslims, every day, swadaqah, wa inna judahu akthar min ar-rih al-mursala. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam in Ramadan was more generous than a gusting wind and hurricane. In Arabic, the Sheikh, the Imam said it so beautifully. Ma qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam la illa fi kalimati la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The Master alayhi salam never used the word la in Ramadan, no. He always did something. Can't help the person himself, send him somewhere like that. So you always try that we have, doing charity and so forth. So brothers, this month of Ramadan is 1 month away. You, the Hufaz, you have a great responsibility. From now already, start reading 2 rakat salat. Allahumma ajalni minal maqbulin. Allahumma ajalna hadiyin mahdiyin. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua for sahaba like this. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salam made dua for him, hadith in Tirmidhi. Allahumma ajalu hadiyam mahdi. Ya Allah, you gave me the Quran, so let me read it in such a manner it can inspire others. Somebody heard me, they made their son Hafiz. Somebody, I taught something, so he practiced on it. So every day read 2 rakat salat. From now, make it your ma'amul. Every day read Asma'ul Husna and tell the people, see, it's Ramadan. If you read, Allah says, Surah A'raf, verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. That Allah is commanding us, invoke and call Allah by these names, beautiful names. Hadith in Bukhari, Tirmidhi, مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. You read the 99 names of Allah, you enter Jannah. So every day you teach them something new. So they try. You will see how many will be reading it. So when I went to Panama, and I entered there, it was Zuhr time. I couldn't believe. The masjid full. And everybody busy. So I said, that kon hai yaha? Said, no, Hazrat Maulana aya hai Randher se. I said, MashaAllah. So I asked Hazrat Maulana, how many years you come here? He said, 6-7 years. I said, SubhanAllah. And why you give lecture? I give lecture. You speak Urdu, I give English lecture. I was there for 2-3 days. Very beautiful Panama. All our... There they speak Gujarati, like the official language there. So they all just speak Gujarati there. So I should give Urdu lecture also. Urdu, English, all mixed. So anyway, that the brothers there, that Maulana Mufti Sahib mentioned that yahan par baaz hazrat aise hai ke yawmiya Quran Sharif khatam karte. He said, yeah, in this masjid there are some brothers, daily they complete the Quran Sharif. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, when you read his profile, 7 years old, he became Hafiz. 10 years old, he became Hafiz of Mu'tah Imam Malik. 15 years old, his Rabb Ustad gave him permission to give fatawa. Tarawih came, he used to make in one Ramadan 61 khatam. Daytime one khatam, nighttime one khatam, on the Imam's Musalla one khatam. So see. Brothers, Hazrat Sheikh Nawar Allah Marqadahu, same thing. Every day almost is May Khatam. So brothers, my message is very easy for all of us, for all of us, that try and read maximum Quran Sharif. Those of us who are Hafiz, take it a great honor. Allah Jalla Wala is giving me this opportunity. I can stand on the Musalla. You see where Masjid Nabawi is, then Mihrab, we call it Mihrab Uthmani. From Sayyidina Usman's time till today. So imagine when the Imam stands there, he thinks, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu made Imamat there. Sahaba made Imamat there. What great, great people and today people are making. So me and you, we're standing on this place where Nabiya, this direct place might not be obviously the place where Nabi alayhi salam Sahaba stood, but symbolically it is that place there. So we should remember the great responsibility and hukuk. And obviously, we beg Almighty Allah that Allah mubarak lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, you see the businessman, he looks forward to that season where he can make maximum profit in minimum time. So we look forward spiritually. Ya Allah, you're going to give us that month where special reward is in that 1 month. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala bless us and bless our imams and bless our sisters. Speaking about sisters, you want your hafiza and so forth. The fatwa is this, according to the Shafi's, Hanbalis and them, if you are the lady, you're a hafiza, you want to make imamah, then you the imam, and then the ladies at the back, but you just stand 1-2 steps in front. That is Shafi, Hanbali and them. Hanafis, they say, is makruh tahrimi. So my advice to you, sisters, that if you want to, then on your own, you just read, and you know, you can read a little bit loud also, and behind you, you can tell your mother or your sister or whoever, they can look inside the Quran Sharif and follow. But remember to make big jamaat. Now the whole town come, 30, 40 women, where are you going? I'm going for Taraweeh. Appa is reading, Muallima is reading, Sheikha is reading. Now there's a new Muftiya is reading. You know, they got a lot of titles today. So that Hanafi say is makruh tahrimi. We don't encourage that. So we need to know these basic laws, inshallah. I think my time is up, and there's time for questions and so forth. So, inshallah, my name is AK Hussein. Don't make now AK-47. You want to shoot this person and this Maulana and that. Let's stick to the topic of Ramadan, Taraweeh, anything. So leave the other issues, inshallah. People got a lot of questions, yeah, mashallah.
Please elaborate on using of miswak whilst fasting and the mint miswak, etc. that we get nowadays.
MashaAllah, regarding the miswak, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith in Bukhari Sharif also, لَوْلَا نَشُقَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُمْ بِسِوَاكِ إِنْدَ كُلِّ صَلَاتٍ إِنْدَ كُلِّ هُذُوٍ also comes. So miswak is sunnah before wudu, at the time of wudu, before salah, just, you know, you'll see the people make miswak. The Shafi'is, they got one verdict. Some people are Shafi, so some Shafi scholars wrote, when you are fasting, then you must not make miswak in the afternoon. But remember, Allama Nawawi rahimahullah wrote that we don't agree with that fatwa. And today the fatwa of the Shafi'is is on Allama Nawawi's call. He is A'alam bi madhabi Shafi'iyya. So today we say, according to A'imma Arba, all four schools, that to use miswak, even while fasting, morning, afternoon, anytime is totally permissible. However, if the miswak has a flavor, now mint or dust, strawberry or whatever, Kit Kat or whatever, Allah alone knows. This now will be das and das and Allah now. So we just make one. So all this type that got flavoring in it, you can't use that. Because remember, once you swallow that, your fast will break. See one masla ulama wrote, especially for you youngsters. You are fasting, and now you give your wife a peck. You know people peck. You give your wife a peck here on the cheek, on the forehead, on the neck, you go. It's fine. Her roza is fine, your fast is fine, everything. But now sometimes the peck becomes another peck that you started here and then it ended up here. Lip to lip. And then it became a French kiss, German kiss, all this kind of kiss. Then there was intiqalul busaq. Then there was transfer of saliva and spurt. Then the fast breaks. So you want to make all this kind of thing, dry kiss is alright. Wet kiss, German kiss, French kiss, Haruni Male Baji. You understand? No good, all this kind of thing. You understand?
Zakala, there's another query. Whilst the brothers are thinking about what query you have, this is another one that has come on SMS. Is there a hadith that says that we must not read the entire Quran under 3 days?
Yes, 100%. Abdullah bin Amr bin As hadith also. So anyway, we must remember that people who read Quran in one night, two night, then it means normally you will read it so fast that you never understood. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi waliyatadhakkaru ulul albab. Surah Sad, Almighty Allah says this kitab, Allah Ta'ala revealed it, is so mubarak. Liyadabbaru ayati. You should make tadabbur, wonder, ponder, reflect in the verses. Waliyatadhakkaru ulul albab. And the people of intelligence should accept it, the advices, admonishment. So open Sheikh Sabuni's tafsir, our beloved Ustad, mashallah, make special dua for Bilad Usham. He's from Halab, he's from Aleppo. Quickly, I'll tell you something about another Sheikh. He wrote in his tafsir, Safatut Tafasir and others, under this verse, Kitabun Anzalnahu, qala al-Imam al-Hasan al-Basri. Imam Hasan al-Basri said, some people said, I read the whole Quran. Wallahi ma qara harfan min al-Quran. He never read one verse of the Quran, one letter properly. Because he never wondered and pondered and reflected on the message of the Quran. So therefore, it's not good just to finish. Quran Sharif, see, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib's words. I met Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib also, alhamdulillah. This is just my humble opinion. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib was one of the greatest jurors produced in the whole Indo-Pak. What a giant he was. He passed away in 1976. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah wrote, Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood. The aim is not just to finish Quran. The aim is to finish our life in the service of Quran and Sunnah and Deen. That is what our aim is. Till the last moment. I told you, Sheikh Mohammad Ali Sabuni, quickly I tell you, if you got Maulana, just see, you got Makkah Quran, the Haram Quran. If you open the Quran Sharif in Makkah, Medina, and you read the last page, you will see, is written there, وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتُ Usman Taha. So, the one in the Haram, you will see Mujamma Malik Fahad. So anyway, he hails from Halab, from Aleppo. He's there in Medina. Sheikh Sabuni is over 50 years now. And he is there 40, 45 years. When I entered his house, so I told him, Sheikh, your house, I can't sit on the sofa. You got a little bit tipsy over what is my house, you don't want to sit. I said, no. You see, I told him, Sheikh, you wrote the Quran with your hand. So you take out your hand, and I'll kiss it first, and then I'll sit. He said, well, you know what happened? I said, what? He said, Sheikh Mutawalli Shahrawi. He said, you met him? I said, no, I know about him, but I didn't meet him. He's from Egypt. He said, Sheikh Mutawalli Shahrawi did the same thing. He came here, he told me, Sheikh, I'm not sitting. You must take out your hand, I must kiss it. I said, no, I didn't know. This is just Allah put it, man. The man wrote, not computer and typing. He wrote the Quran Sharif 7 times, brothers. Allah. Once to write the Quran takes him 3 years. 21 years writing the Quran. Then he gave it to the Mujamma Malik Fahad. When we go for Ziyarat Medina, sometime we go take the brothers there. Then, if you got, it must be here somewhere, one Quran, if you look for it somewhere. There, the Quran Sharif you get normally in the Haram. And open the last page, you will find, وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتْ Usman Taha. He's from Halab, the greatest calligrapher of the Quran. Imagine. He came from Aleppo, he settled in Medina Munawwara, and mashallah, he wrote the Quran Sharif, and according to all, you know, 7 and so forth, and then he handed it over to them. Now you all make million copies, billion copies, and distribute it. So that is what happened. So imagine what khidmat. So you, my youngsters, Allah can take khidmat from anybody. Remember this. I went now, to Italy. First stop, Venice. Venice, very beautiful, you know. You want to go to your house, you must go in the gondola and all this type of thing. It's city on the water. You want to go to your, you want to do transport also? So I said, no, this is very nice. Me, I must go in this. So that brother Abdullah is from Ghana. So he came. And he met me at the airport first time. And he hugged me, he's half crying. We used to communicate email. So I asked him, I'm not here to promote Channel Islam, but now it's just the topic came. So anyway, so he said one day, he said he bought the radio for his own purpose, whatever it is. You see, one day by mistake, he just pressed and he heard I was speaking tafsir, you know. So I said, brothers, sisters, you want to go for Hajj? You want to go for Umrah? Read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, Surah 2, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. This is 2005. He said, what? He said, I went to my Quran, I look, I found it, and I started reading. He said, then I learned it by heart. Then I read, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Now, if we want to go for Umrah Hajj, we have to contact ABC, XYZ. It is an agent. You see, 2006 came from Rome, or I don't know, somewhere there in Italy, Milan or wherever. Agent phoned him. He said, Muhammad Abdullah. He said, gee, in the bake, what? He said, you ready for Hajj? He said, I'm ready, but you know, paya, no fulus. He said, I didn't ask you for money. Get ready, I'm taking you for Hajj. So he told me, I learned this from me, and I told him, no, that this is not our Kamal, it's Kamal Quran miracle. That is Quran. So you Hafiz, you must read one ayat and teach the people one dua. Then you see how, from where to where Allah will take us. Ji.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. When I began doing hifz, I was young and not baligh. I completed 4 paras. I stopped hifz being too young to understand how important hifz was. I am now 30 years old but have forgotten all the 4 paras. What must I do? What is your advice? And will I be punished by Allah for forgetting the 4 paras?
Excellent question. First, I congratulate you, brother, you being so honest. That is what we want. See, I just gave you now. We open the floor. The brother speaks his heart out. That's what we want. See both ways. All of you, my youngsters, and you, my fathers, mothers, parents, grandparents. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who came to Mustafa Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah, I learn, I forget. I learn, I forget. Now what, Ya Rasul? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when it is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. You can do it from tonight. Start tonight. So what you do, my son-in-law, Sayyidina Ali? You read 4 rakat salat. First rakat, Surah Fatiha. Then Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin is Surah 36 and 83 verses. So you read it. Second rakat, you read Surah Fatiha and Surah Dukhan. Surah 44. Surah Dukhan. In this sequence. Then third rakat, you read Surah Fatiha and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And then fourth rakat, you read Surah Fatiha and Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak. So Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah 44, then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and thereafter Surah Mulk. Sayyidina Ali says, I read it Thursday night, tonight, Laylatul Jumu'ah, first class, my memory sharp, everything good, retentive memory. Now you, my brother, you were young, everything, 4 Jews, 5 Jews you learned, and now you forgot. Now that's serious. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. When you leave the Quran, and then you just pay attention. Allah says, I'm going to make your life constrained, difficult. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Tomorrow, day of justice, I will let you be resurrected blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Ya Allah, I could see, how come I'm blind? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيْتَ. My ayats came to you, you forgot it. And forgot it not because you were old age, 80, 90, you young and you forgot. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. So today you also abandoned and neglected. So see, my brother, that's why I'm giving you this brotherly advice. You go to your imam, your sheikh, your whoever, you got a lot of maulanas here in Durban, mashallah. Tell them me, I'm 30 years old, no problem. And I will start hifz again. You just start, and Thursday night, you start tonight, first Shaban. Let me read. You don't know these 4 surahs by heart? Look inside the Quran Sharif, Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Surah Tabarak, read 2 rakat namaz. Ya Allah, I started this. You give me good memory. Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, he went to his teacher, my youngsters, whole day checking. Checking what? Hollywood, sisters watching Bollywood, children watching Robin Hood. Where we got time? Whole day. They asked the Sheikh, how much Quran must I read? He said, so much Quran you must read, like how much time you spend on your jawal, on your cell phone. See advice he gives. How much time we spend on that? Hours and hours. So brothers, Imam Shafi rahimahullah went to his teacher, Waqi bin Jarrah. Open Diwan of Shafi, you'll find it there. Shakawtu ila Waqi in su'a hifzi. I went to my beloved teacher, Waqi, and I told him, my memory is gone very weak. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. He said, O Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, you mustn't commit sin. Stay away from all this unda-danda and sin TV and whatever. That time, no TV, I'm just using example. فَإِنَّ الْإِلْمَ نُورٌ مِّنْ إِلَٰهِ. Because the knowledge is effulgence, radiance from Allah. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُؤْتَى لِعَاصِي. And Allah don't give nur of His to people who continuously in vices and sin. So you want good memory? Then eat halal, no? Eat everywhere and there. And eat and stay away from sin. Inshallah. And read Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah. Good memory, everything, inshallah.
Is it permissible to read 8 rakats only?
This 8 rakat Taraweeh story, I just give you 1-2 quick answers. See, we believe in Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Quran and Sunnah. Surah 3, I'm giving you all the references. Surah 3, verse 31. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. You must follow me, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then yuhbibkum Allah, then Almighty Allah will love you. All these people who use 8 rakats Taraweeh, you go and see the hadith kitab, you will find it's for tahajjud salat. It's not for Taraweeh salat, first. Second one, Almighty Allah taught us in Quran, Surah 9, verse 100. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ. That those who are the first and foremost among the Muhajirin and Ansar, and those who follow them. Ittiba in Arabic means to follow immaculately. You go into philology, when the cow gives birth to the calf is called Tabi'a. So that is how the calf follows the mother everywhere, so we have to follow the Sahaba. Now expand on that. Hadith authentic, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidi. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu joined, made 20 rakats also. Sayyidina Usman made 20 rakats. Sayyidina Ali made 20 rakats. From Aimma Arba'a. So I gave you Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ittiba, Surah 3 verse 31. I gave you Sahaba, Surah 9, verse 100. I give you about Imma Arba'a, 4 schools, Surah 31, Surah Luqman, verse 15. If you know, everywhere you will find the word ittiba, words like that. وَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Follow the path of those people who turn towards me. Imma Arba'a, 4 schools, no one say less than 20 rakat. Open Tirmidhi everywhere. You will find Imam Malik and him, they speak of 36 rakats and 39 rakats with witr. So no one say less than 20. Till today in the Haram Sharif, remember Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, they reading 20 rakats Taraweeh. There's a kitab in Arabic written by one of the sheikhs. He say, Akthar min alfi amin. For more than 1,000 years, it's going on 20 rakats Taraweeh in Masjid Nabawi. And then he writes all the dalail on. So how come we leave all that and now we like take 8 rakats? Are we following Quran Sunnah or are we following our own desires? Be honest about it. What do you think? It's very good. Just make shortcut, hit and run. Up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. So there's no such thing as either. Sahaba never made it. Imma Arba never did it. So how come you want to do it? So when people want to discuss, he says, yeah. So when Imam Abu Hanifa was asked, what answer he gave? Ma kana Umar mubtadi'a. Umar never did bid'ah, radiyallahu anhu. Big answer he gives. So therefore, brothers, don't let us look for shortcuts. Quran Sharif is month of Quran, of Salat. I told you just now, to show our love to Almighty Allah.
Brothers, any local brothers who are seated here, in the next few minutes, by 9 o'clock, I want to terminate this program. A lot of intizam has been made, mashallah. The brothers have made some arrangements, so we want to finish this program.
Ah, very good. Can you look inside the Quran Sharif, like I told you the Sheikh did, and so forth. In Bukhari Sharif is mentioned the person's name, he was the Imam Zakwan. Zakwan was the Imam, and Hazrat Aisha and them, radiallahu anha, he used to make the Taraweeh, and a yaqra'u min al-mushaf, yaqra'u min al-Quran, he used to look inside and read. So Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and them, they say it's permissible. Hanafi say no. This is not permissible. Because you see what happens. That there will be amale kathir. Amale kathir is, now you will play with the pages, you will put the Quran, you see how bi'adbi, they put the Quran on the floor since that time. So all those reasons. Therefore Imam Hanifa, his understanding was very deep. He never looked at just that. He looked at what are the ramifications around the whole thing. So therefore, the Hanafi say, you can't, your salat will be null and void. But Shafi and them, they say it's permissible. Come you youngsters, I couldn't have covered everything about Taraweeh. Huh? So many things maybe I forgot. In my kitab, there's Ramadan Q&A and Q&A, normal Q&A. Everywhere I wrote this question and answer, because so many times people ask, remember we against that. If the Imam is a Shafi'i, then the Hanafi should join the Imam, like the Haram Sharif, even if he makes salam after two rakats. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, he has all the references. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah, wrote, is permissible. Allama bin Nuri, we were together with him in 74 Ramadan there. 77 Hazrat passed away. 76 Mufti Shafi passed away. And 77 Hazrat bin Nuri passed away. So, 74 I was with Hazrat bin Nuri, Ramadan myself. So anyway, he wrote in Ma'arifu Sunan Ijais. And in Arfu Shadi, Allama Kashmiri, rahimahullah, he wrote. Allama Kashmiri passed away in 33. So he wrote his jais. And Mufti Mahmood, rahimahullah, who's buried here, he also said his jais. And remember that so many of the Hanafi ulama, our Hanafi ulama who we know, so they all wrote that his jais. Some ulama say no, but we will respect them, but we don't agree. For Shafi'is to read behind Hanafis, that is totally permissible. If you know Shafi'i school, Shafi'is say witr, salat, minimum one rakat, maximum 11 rakats, best is 3 rakats. And best to read it 2 and 1, and if you read 3 one way is also permissible. So Shafi, if you open any Shafi kitab, Al-Majmu' and Warul Masalik, you will find it there. So that is so. So Shafi is 100%, there's no need to make. If you went for Ramadan, you know, alhamdulillah, we've been many times that. I used to call it the seen and sheen. If any one of you went in the 90s, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, that time only Sheikh Sudais seen and Sheikh Shuraim, they used to read. And both were in their prime. Sheikh Sudais became Imam in 84. He became Imam in 84. And Sheikh Shuraim, I got the whole kitab there, when the Imams became Imam and which all this thing. So, and Sheikh Shuraim came around 88, 89, somewhere there. So, about 5-6 years after that. So, we find that in 90s, MashaAllah, they both were firing on both all cylinders. What Taraweeh. And that last 10 nights, only they read. Now MashaAllah, they got Haram Sharif, Madina Munawwara, 7 Imams now they got. And Makkah, see I tell you 2-3 incidents quickly, we on Quran. And Makkah Mukarramah, MashaAllah, 11-12 Imams they got now. You know Sheikh Mahir Muayqili? Sheikh Mahir, you mothers, sisters, listen, Ghor say Sunnah. Sheikh Mahir Mu'aykili's mother is Pakistani and father is Arab. But mother had love for Quran. So much, Ya Allah, ro ro kar Allah se mangti thi. Ya Allah, mere bache ko hafiz bana do. Ya Allah, mere hafiz ladke ko jo hai sheikh bana do. Ya Allah, mere ladke ko imam haram bana do. Subhanallah. Allah made him imam. Now he's not only imam, he's imam al-khatib. For the past 6 months, 1 year, you know, tomorrow we'll, you'll catch it on Ansar also, we translate for you all, mashallah. So that Hafiz Wadi, I don't know if he's here or not, he tells me the people not entering the masjid nowadays. What do you mean? They say, no, they listen to the khutbah first from Makkah and then they enter the masjid. So anyway, so who's tomorrow? Inshallah, we'll check it up and all that. So tomorrow you can listen from 20 past 11 onwards. By 12 o'clock we finish, inshallah. Then we'll come here for Jummah, inshallah. So the point I'm making, that see, you cry to Allah, Allah Ta'ala will make your son like that also. You, all these imams of the haram, you go read their stories. Somebody was instrumental like this. So remember that our dua don't go futile. It will be accepted sooner or later. So you must, Allah se maangna hai, ask Allah, Jalla wa Allah, Allah make easy. Ji. We first, all that will happen when we read the Quran with some understanding. Our people's understanding, Maulana, is how? Hafiz Sahib is how? Qari Sahib come here from Egypt. Qari Sahib come here. Last week there was a Qari Sahib from Yemen there. So, Qari Wadi Al-Yamani. So anyway, many Qaris come from different countries. Now he reads something about Jahannam. Our people are shouting, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. But the man is reading about Jahannam. So it's just, even he will be shaking his head that these people are very, very. So then you have to say, Allah mahfazna amin, Ya Allah protect us. So when you hear them, Sheikh Shuraim, not now so much, but before, in the 90s, even Maghrib Salat, Isha Salat, when he used to read, he used to just cry. So many times I heard. That, why? Because they wandering tafakkur over the meaning. Ya Allah, what will happen to us when we read? So we must have that affinity with Quran. We must have that Quran says, leave these imams in it for a moment. Go to Win Africa. People who are not Muslim brothers, see the point. We all know the seventh Jews, the beginning. First hijrah in Islam took place to Habasha, Ethiopia. Today in the plane I learned something new. I love to read, you know. So we're coming. You know, today airport was chaos. So we just made it also for the plane. There's a lot of stories today. Anyway, there's another story. We'll say it Monday. People like stories, so Monday is story time. I tell them what happened in the past week. So story time. Yeah. So anyway, I took that book, I started reading. So they had Ethiopia. The only country in Africa that was not colonized. I learned it today. See, you must read every day from the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave, you learn something, you see. So we take you to Habasha, Africa, and what happened there? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba took permission. Ya Rasulullah, too much torture and persecution. Give us. Okay, fine, you go. Najashi was there. He's Malikun Adilun, a ruler who's just. Now the Quraysh came. These people are our slaves and they ran away. You know. Majal said, no, let me hear their story. What is your story? Ja'far radiallahu anhu said, okay, I speak. He said, okay, read something. So he read. Does the Ja'far radiallahu anhu read Surah Maryam? Subhanallah, Surah 19 is reading. Hazrat Maryam's name 34 times in the Quran. Nabi Isa alayhi salam's name 25 times in the Quran. Now he starts reading. These people are not Muslim. Not Muslim. But see, Allah describes it. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. When they heard what was revealed to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the tears were already rolling down. They were not Muslim brothers. Thereafter they said, Rabbana amanna faktubna ma shahidin. Ya Allah, we announce that we also bring iman and record our names among those people who gave their testimony. regarding your wahdaniyat and your oneness and you alone, Ya Allah, one and only. See, he made ihsan on Sahaba. 10th year of the Hijrah, he passes away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives wahi, revelation. In Madinah Munawwara, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba, come outside. They went and they read Salatul Janaza alal Ghaib. They read Salatul Janaza and Abstentia, and remember from there, the Hanbalis and the Shafis say, you can read Salatul Janaza even if the body is not there. Hanafis and Malikis say it's not permissible. 27th night, 1999. So, 27th night in Haram is over 2 million people that time. I was right there in Safa Marwa. Sheikh Abdullah Subayr made Imamat 40 years, Makkah Imam. So he announced after Isha, we reading Salatul Janaza ala Samahati Sheikh Abil Hassan al-Nadwi. I was right there in Safa Marwa and I started crying. Ya Allah, what honor you gave this man. He passed away on a Friday. He passed away in Ramadan. He passed away reading Surah Yasin, and he read Surah Yasin 14 times that day. You, my brothers, sisters, open Tafsir Ibn Kathir. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is my heart's desire, every one of you, male, female, adult and child, you must by heart and memorize Surah Yasin. You must by heart Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak. That's the homework I'm giving you, non-huffaz. Because Nabi alayhi salam taught us that. So each one of us must make that firm and concerted effort. Surah Yasin, 83 verses. Surah Tabarak, 30 verses. You start today to Surah Tabarak, one ayat, Ramadan time, you will know it. Surah Yasin, every day, three verses. Before Ramadan, you will know it. So make that effort. Say, inshallah. Lawadittu. You know what is lawadittu? Al-mubalagha fit tamanni. The strong, ardent desire. May itna khush ho jaunga. The Master, alayhi salam, is saying, I'll be so happy if you can learn it and by heart it. So imagine. So when we do that, the tears will come. We don't do that, nothing will happen. So brothers, we must make this effort. MashaAllah, the brothers, sisters are listening. So let me just mention quickly to you all that I see this chows here and that hungry man is angry man. So those of you who want the email, simple, akhosen@gmail.com or mufti@telcomsa.net. So, akhosen@gmail.com. Gmail is .com, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. And then mufti@telcomsa, mufti@telcomsa.net. And if you want my WhatsApp, 071-888-1184. So you can ask Mohana Randeri, he's got it. And if you want Twitter, then @akhosen, akhosen. So I gave you all the contact. My nephews, nieces, they ask me, what are you doing? I say, I'm answering emails to the females. Because the females ask most of the questions. You know? So, chalo, we make short dua, brothers. Allah Ta'ala accept all of us, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma izzal Islam wa al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين والأسارى يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم في بلاد الشام وفي العراق وفي فلسطين وفي الصومال وفي برما يا رب العالمين اللهم رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولأساتذتي ولمشايخي ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله